Following last year's amazing turnout, the Black Effect Podcast Network and Nissan are giving 50 HBCU STEAM scholars the opportunity to have an all-expenses-paid trip to Nissan's second Thrill of Possibility Summit. This is a remarkable opportunity to be mentored by auto, tech, and podcasting's brightest minds. NCA&T's Marcus Scott Jr., who attended the first summit, had this to say: "A life-changing, impactful experience that I've never had in my life." Enter now to be a part of this incredible weekend. For more information, visit blackeffect.com/Nissan.
For each person living with myasthenia gravis, or MG, their journey with this rare condition is unique. That's why Untold Stories, Life with Myasthenia Gravis, a new podcast from iHeartRadio in partnership with Argenix, is exploring the extraordinary challenges and personal triumphs of underserved communities living with MG. Host Martine Hackett will share these powerful perspectives from real people with MG, so their experiences can help inspire the MG community and educate others about this rare condition. Listen to find strength in community on the MG journey on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. Hi, everybody. It's Savannah Guthrie from the Today Show. As we head back to work, back to school, back to everything, we want to help you turn your to-do list into your today list. Your morning routine, healthy meals, and workout plans, we've got you covered. So you can take it all on with simple solutions to help you through the day. Everything you need to know before heading out the door. So join us every morning on NBC, because every day needs today.
And we continue with our American stories. And all week long, we're honoring those police, those officers and sheriffs who gave their lives serving and protecting us. All week long, we're honoring them. It's National Police Week. Each and every year, we tell these stories. And by the way, we tell them all year long, too. Shelby Houston was getting ready to preach at her church for the first time back in December of 2021. She was as nervous as any sensible 18-year-old girl would be about such a thing. Her father, Richard Houston, a 21-year veteran of Mesquite, Texas's police department, did what good fathers do. He sent her a reassuring text. Not long after that text was sent, Shelby's dad responded to a domestic disturbance call in a parking lot outside an Albertsons grocery store. When he arrived, a married couple were fighting over an alleged affair. When Houston tried to calm the situation, as he'd done time and time before, the married man shot him in the chest, then shot himself in the head. Houston died. His assailant survived. Americans don't know Houston's name, but we should. His life was a testimony to the hundreds of thousands of men and women in blue who protect us from harm. At the memorial service at Lake Point Church in Rockwell, Shelby, Houston's oldest daughter, was one of three people to speak at her father's funeral. She was preceded by Mesquite Chief of Police David Gill and Assistant Chief Doug Yates. Here is how Shelby started her eulogy, describing that text her dad sent her, not knowing his life would soon end.
And there's so much I want to say about my dad, but I would have to stand up here forever to do that. I've tried to find all the perfect words and to formulate all the right thoughts for this. But as I got up to preach last Wednesday for the first time ever, my dad sent me this text. He said, "Sometimes it feels overwhelming, but I'm here to tell you everything will be okay. You got this. Remember that no matter what, me and your mom got your back. Always and forever. Have fun tonight. Speak from your heart and don't look back. You will do great. I know you will, no doubt. I love you." I don't think he knew that this text would actually mean more than just another Wednesday night for me. It would actually be the text that would send me into speaking at his funeral a few days later.
Shelby somehow kept her composure, and she just kept going.
I know many of you knew my father as an officer. You may have seen him in his uniform with a badge and a squad car, but I saw my dad in a different fashion. Always in his plaid pajama pants, book in hand, in his silver Ford F-150. Home has felt lonely without him here. I keep waiting for him to pull up in the driveway to come inside and tell us about some crazy car chase he got into. Or maybe even how terrible the 7-Eleven taquitos were for lunch. You never knew. It was always a surprise what he had gotten into that day. However, there was no heavier surprise than to receive a call that your dad had been shot and killed. It will be a day I never forget.
Shelby then shared some personal stories. Stories that reflected her dad's nature and character as a man and as a dad.
There are plenty of stories of his time spent as an officer, but there was another side of him that I had the privilege of knowing as my dad. He was goofy, incredibly too sarcastic. There was always a joke up his sleeve. There was never a volleyball, baseball, or football game he was going to miss. Never a band competition he'd miss either. Not for me or my siblings. He was our biggest fan, on and off the court and field. He encouraged me, pushed me, and supported every decision I made.
What happened next and what Shelby shared with friends, family, neighbors, and members of her church congregation was a remarkable testimony to her faith, which she'd learned from her father. Like her father's example, her words were a reflection of God's grace and mercy here on earth.
I remember having conversations with my dad about him losing friends and officers in the line of duty. I have heard all the stories you can think of, but I've always had such a hard time with how the suspect is dealt with. Not that I didn't think there should be justice served, but my heart always ached for those who don't know Jesus. Their actions being a reflection of that. I was always told that I would feel differently if it happened to me. But as it's happened to my own father, I think I still feel the same. There has been anger, sadness, grief, and confusion. And part of me wishes I could despise the man who did this to my father. But I can't get any part of my heart to hate him. All that I can find is myself hoping and praying for this man to truly know Jesus.
Shelby, at life's darkest hour, was thinking not about the soul of her father, she knew he was in heaven, but about the soul of the man who took her father's life. Shelby, valiantly holding back tears, brought things back to the man she so loved and who so loved her.
There was still a lot of life I was looking forward to spending with him. 18 years with you, Daddy, was just not enough time. You were faithful, steadfast, kind, loving, selfless, and hardworking. On December 3rd, you were silenced, but you will forever live on in my heart today and all the days to come. I'd do anything in the world to see you again, to laugh with you again, to watch your terrible dance moves, to listen to another joke, to practice volleyball with you, to watch birds with you again, to catch one more fish, to wrestle one more time, to hug you again, to hear your voice at last. In my deepest wound, I saw the glory of Jesus, and it has astounded me. You're my hero, Daddy, and I'm so proud to call you my father. I love you most. And I'll see you someday soon.
Houston received many commendations in his 21 years on the job, serving and protecting his community, 48 to be precise. He also had two life-saving awards in his career. There were also multiple incidents where he was able to talk down suspects, including a man attempting suicide. But Houston's greatest work, his most important work, he saved for his family and his God. His daughter's eulogy was the fruit, the proof, of a life well lived, a life of faith beautifully walked. The story of Richard Houston, the story of so many fallen soldiers and their families, here on Our American Stories.
With so many streaming devices out there today, what sets Roku apart? Roku players are made for one thing, to get you the entertainment you want quick and easy. That means a simple home screen with your favorites front and center, channels like iHeartRadio that launch in a snap, and curated selections of TV for when you only sort of know what to watch. Not to mention all the free TV you can stream, including over 300 free live channels on the Roku channel. Find the perfect Roku player for you today at Roku.com. Happy streaming.
Hey, this is Paris. I downloaded all my favorite things into my new Roblox experience. It's called Slipping Land. It's got everything I love. Discovering, shopping, collecting, partying with my friends. Slay, live, slip.
And now celebrating her new podcast series, The History of the World's Greatest Nightclubs on iHeartRadio. Come slive it up and jump through the portal to iHeartland for a quest to unlock a limited edition UGC item.
It's going
to
be epic. Now you're slipping. Slipping Land on Roblox loves it.
Football is back, and NFL Plus has you covered. Get NFL Plus, and you'll never miss a moment of live football action this season. With live local and primetime games on mobile, NFL Network, NFL Red Zone, live game audio, and more, all in one place. That's right. This season, get NFL Red Zone and NFL Plus Premium so you never miss a touchdown. That's every touchdown from every game, every Sunday during the regular season, across devices. Sign up today at plus.nfl.com. Terms and conditions apply.